Are you ready?
You know, for my money, there's not a single person in Savannah-Chatham County that pays closer attention to what's going on with city government as it applies to the buildings and doings, the ins and outs of everything going on in city government here in Savannah, more than the gentleman we are chatting with here today. His name is Eric Curl. He has a website called SavannahAgenda.com, and he was first to report some months ago that that a Savannah-favorite restaurant might be going away. Well, first of all, welcome, sir. Before we get into the teeth of the whole thing, how are you doing? All right,
I'm doing good. Doing good.
All right, you reported back in May that Olympia Cafe, the fan favorite, Savannah favorite Greek restaurant down on River Street, could be in danger of closing. Is that a fair way to put it?
Sure. Yeah.
Since then, there have been other reports that there's a petition out there to try to save it and all that. Tell us, going back to the beginning, why it is that they could not make it into 2026.
Well, back in May, I was just looking through city's request for proposals, as I do. They had a RFP go out for a lease for a new tenant for the Olympia Cafe space. Essentially, the lease they've had with Olympia Cafe, it's been extended a couple times. The current lease goes back to like 2011, was expiring, and they're required by state law to put a RFP out there to get the highest and best use for our property, since it's a publicly owned property. Essentially, so they can't just like give it off to a friend and say, hey, you can have this spot.
For $10 a month, right?
Right. So they have to issue these requests for proposals, and that's essentially what they did. And that's still ongoing process. Those proposals are due a little bit later this month. And Olympia Cafe is welcome to submit their own proposal. It wouldn't just be rated on cost; it would also be rated on other things, factors. Quality of the proposal, what type of restaurant they're planning on having there, experience with such businesses, that sort of thing.
And then, but as I understand it, Olympia is free to put in a request for a proposal as well, a proposal to keep the property. But that building is the Gamble Building, owned by the city of Savannah, which is why we're in this, right next to City Hall.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird circumstance, because usually governments don't own buildings and lease them out to like commercial businesses. A similar thing happened like this about 10 years ago with North Beach Grill and Tybee. Everybody was riled off because that lease expired, and it looked like the operators of North Beach Grill were going to get the boot. And they ended up getting the lease, the new lease after all that.
But in this case, in the case of North Beach Grill, they didn't shut down for renovations. As I understand it, the city is going to renovate the entire Gamble Building, which would, I would assume, include the basement, correct?
Yeah, it says in the RFP, the request for proposals, that occupancy for the new tenant, or if it's Olympia, if they get it again, it won't begin until, I wrote it down, third quarter of 2026.
So whoever goes in there is going to have to wait a minute while they fix it up.
Looks like it. Yeah. I reached out to city about that. I don't know if I got clear response to that when I did. But yeah, that's what the document says. Occupancy there. It talks about the renovations taking place. They got to do some like elevator work in that space and some other renovations. So it looks like whoever gets the lease, regardless, it will have to be shut down for a while. I think the lease with Olympia goes through December 31st, so it'll be operate till then.
Right, but then, so that stands to reason. Let's say Olympia submits a proposal and they're granted that. They have to be prepared to close for, you know, up to a year. Let's say there's a little bit of an overrun. They could be closed for a year.
Yeah, the way projects take in here, they never really seem to get completed. I expect it could be a while.
And I don't know how many businesses out there would be interested in doing that, especially if you're there already. You know, it's not like there's insurance for that.
Yeah.
It's not like there was a
that's a good point. Yeah, from the operating end, they'll just be kind of sitting there.
You got to do something.
Employees going to do at that time and all that. So
I don't think they're going to be selling kebabs out on the sidewalk across the street. You know, I make light of it, but it is a true or false. It is a greater predicament for them being the tenant right now than it would be for someone on the outside who's granted the lease. They can prepare to wait a year, just take over at that point, right?
I guess it's kind of risk that all businesses take when they operate in a building that they don't own. You know, you can never really control what the owner wants to do with it and how long you're going to stay there once your initial agreement expires and all that. So,
how dare you speak logically? You know how people are. You know how people are. Remember when Bayou Cafe down the road, they tried to triple the rent and they moved out and everybody lost their mind? No, you can't. You can't close this. I used to go there with my first date and the whole thing.
Well, the thing is, people would be getting riled up if they just decided, hey, we want to give it to this guy because we really like him. You know, or say it was a road project, it'd be the same thing. Like, they got to find a company to come pave some roads. They can't just say, hey, get Bob. He's a good friend of ours. Let's pay him for this contract. It's just similar. And it's just a building in this case.
Same as Moon River. Everybody hated to see that close, but the person who owns the building can do whatever they want with it.
Oh, yeah.
Which brings us to this petition. You know, I saw it. I didn't read anything. I saw the headline. There's a petition. I mean, even if they got 1 million signatures, it's my building. I'm going to do with it what I want. Isn't that kind of...
Well, in this case, the city's required by state law to issue that RFP.
Right.
To request competitors, make it fair for everybody.
Right. And if they didn't, you know, I had someone tell me this morning, oh, they're just trying to put some politician's crony in there. The whole point of the RFP is to get maximum market value for it, right? Right.
Yeah. And I mean, once those RFPs are submitted and they make their decision, they become open to the public. So if there is any shenanigans going on, you should be able to look at the, and I will be looking at them.
Okay.
But you can look at the requests and what the other, if there are competitors, maybe everybody knows that this is Olympia Cafe. Everybody loves Olympia Cafe. And they're not going to bother. But
that's prime.
You're the restaurant expert on this. So
I called you to talk to you today because usually when I get down to, you know, is the food any good or not? I don't do much. Yeah, if a restaurant closes, we talk about it. But, you know, this type of stuff is kind of out of my department. It's yours. You're the best follower in town when it comes to this stuff. But, that's why I'm talking to you. You know more about this stuff than I do. But you, when is there a deadline for the RFPs to be submitted?
Yeah, it's later this month. I think it's...
Oh, really?
I think it's like the 18th. It's been out there since May, so it's been a good while. They actually extended the deadline a little bit. I'm not sure why, but it was originally due like last month, I think.
So we will know shortly thereafter how many they've gotten.
Yep.
And
they usually publish that, if not the day they get the proposals, the day after. That's all listed on their website and all that.
Man,
I'll be checking that.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Maybe the lady in science will pitch.
Yeah. Excuse me. I wince because that is, prime real estate. That will command top dollar for rent. Top dollar for rent. I mean, just as a quick aside, you know, Tubby's couldn't they offer to up their own rent to try to stay in that space down on River Street, and the owner of the River Street Inn said, nope, we're taking it over. It's ours, kick rocks. And so, you know, Ainsley and crew had to leave.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what a renovated Olympia space would command on the open market. It's huge. Wow.
If you can remember, the city was planning to sell that building a few years back, and the developer actually wasn't able to finance it or something like that, so it didn't work out. So the city
wasn't into trying to make it a hotel.
That's right. And then that was back when Deloach was mayor, and then the new administration took over, and they were against selling it. So once the developer wasn't able to move forward, they decided against the selling. So that's when they decided to make all these, because it doesn't need, the building doesn't need a lot of work, that historic building. So they decided to just renovate it and continue it, put it to city use.
I think that's the right move. I think, you know, I don't need to tell you there's already enough of the business of downtown Savannah moving out for one reason or another. If we are in position to stay, keep some, you know, city employees down there, you know, the school system is going to renovate Toy Bull Street over there to stay downtown. You know, that's good. Can't just take a big old paycheck and run off to Channel Parkway for new offices. You know, that just doesn't.
Yeah. I'm just saying that, you know, that if that private owner had taken over that building, they wouldn't have been like, oh, let's, everybody loves Olympia Cafe, we won't raise the rent on them, let's keep it the same. So, you know, they would be seeking the highest.
Yeah. Yeah. Last one, I'll let you go. Have you spoken to anyone at Olympia, owners or any?
I reached out to them. They never got back. Mostly I did hear back after, wrote my article. She liked the article. One of the daughters liked the article, but they did seem a little concerned about the leasing aspect.
Yeah. I mean, you're always fair with everything that you write at SavannahAgenda.com. You just report the facts. That's what we as journalists always do. And sometimes it doesn't fit with what people's preconceived notion is, so they get mad. But the facts are the facts. This is what it is. We'll see what happens, right?
And I believe Nick did submit a letter saying he was interested in renewing the lease before he passed. I got that provided by the
city. Which brings me to something I was told earlier today. Do you have any information and or confirmation that the lease was with Nick, and with his passing, the family loses a little bit of leverage there?
I think he was the signee on there. I mean, I got the link to the lease in my article I wrote.
But I wouldn't think that would matter.
Yeah, they should be able to just transfer that.
Yeah, yeah. Especially on account of death.
And I would think that, you know, I would assume that, you know, they'd be a little more friendly towards giving. I think they'll give a little, what's it called, the golf term when you get the
mulligan?
Slight advantage.
Handicap.
Just because they've been there so long and everybody really enjoys it. So, I mean, it's, like I said, it's going to be evaluated by people. They're going to have people in there saying, hey, what do we think of these proposals? So they have to, they'll have some pretty straightforward scores, like how much they're going to pay rent, things like that. But then they'll have like more subjective kind of things that.
Very good.
And it'll all be, they'll count up those points, however they evaluate them. And then they'll have to present their recommendations to the city council. And it'll go from there. But yeah.
In your experience following this stuff, what would be your guess, the number of RFPs that they'll get? What is average?
Well, there's a few, the big chains, the groups, restaurant groups around that, I wouldn't be surprised if they want to. But I do feel like some might be apprehensive about it, just for maybe the pushback they'd get from the community taking over the Olympia Cafe space. But then that would be forgotten in a couple months, and then they'll be raking in their profits.
Yeah, prime real estate is prime real estate, and obviously it's too small, and I'm being silly, but if the Cheesecake Factory went into that space, it would be packed. And people would forget about Olympia Lickety Split, beginning with all the tourists. So, again, not saying that's going to happen. I'm just making a point.
National chain would be even worse if it's not even
local.
People are going to be right about that.
National chain would be worse. But the tourists to town would go there, and the locals would be like, boycott Hooters.
Maybe it'll be a Trader Joe's. People will want that.
Right. Or Publix. Yeah. One or the other. We need a Publix downtown. Put it there in Olympia. Trader Joe's, good move. No, I don't. I no, we won't go down that route.
Mini trade.
Maybe that's a chat for another time. Eric Curl at SavannahAgenda.com. He's a great follow. He said you said the deadline once again is the 18th, 19th, something like that.
It's around there. It's in a week or two.
Okay.
A couple of weeks.
We will find out soon after that if Olympia even submitted a bid. They might not. We will see. Thank you, sir.
Well, they definitely want to get it if they don't submit a proposal. So.
Correct. But then it goes back to what I was saying before about, you know, if they submit a proposal, they have to be prepared to sit for a year with no revenue.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that aspect.
That'd be tough. They could say, the city could say third quarter all they want. If it were me, I'd be prepared for a year, if not longer. So that's the unfortunate part of this. All right. Thank you so much, sir. SavannahAgenda.com. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Appreciate it.